Okay, a good moed to all. Moedim l'simcha. We will start with Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We're about the eighth line. We'll start with the last words on the line, Rav Huna. Rav Huna v'Rav Chiya bar Ashi. Right before this, we didn't get a chance to discuss it, but Hashem, Od Chazon L'Moed, we'll be able to discuss the story right beforehand, where the big question is how Shmuel was able to seemingly lie about a certain item, but hopefully we'll get to that at another date. Scheduling note, Beis Hashem, I'm going to be away tonight, tomorrow morning, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Beis Hashem, I'll be back. So we'll have Shir Tuesday and Wednesday morning, the last 2 days of Chol HaMoed, and then we will pick up with a regular schedule after Yantif. Okay, but let's go now to today's daf. Already the main topic of the beginning of today's daf already started yesterday, but we will discuss what we can right now. Rav Huna v'Rav Chiya Barashi have a yasvi chad b'hai gisa demavra b'desura v'chad b'hai gisa demavra. They were each sitting on one side of a river of a water passage. Lamar Aisule Dogim Sha'alu Bakara Va'alu Bakutach. To one of them they brought fish that was Alu Bikara, that went up in literally went up, cooked. Let's say it means cooked in a fleshik pot, Vacha Bakutach, and he ate it with milchiks. Right, this is the sugyas of not bar not. No Saint Tom bar no Saint Tom. What does that mean? There was a double taste transfer. It was a fleshik pot. That means one taste transfer. It went from the meat that was cooked in the pot to the pot. And now it went from the pot to the pariv food. Fish is pariv. So that's called not bar not lehetera. Because even after the two taste transfers, everything's mutter. There's nothing else to talk about. The question is that a significant halachic taste or not, which we'll get to in a minute. But that's the sugi that's been going on, that's been talked about in the previous discussions on this amud. And here, so one of them was brought the fish, and he ate it with kutach, with a milchic mixture. Lamar aisulei te'enim va'anavim b'toch asuda, v'achav l'barech. And to the other one was another halachic issue. They didn't bring them anything simple. Everything they brought them had some hashkafic discussion, a halachic discussion about it. So the first one, they brought this not bar not item. And the second one, they brought te'edim va'anavim, figs and grapes during the meal, va'achal, and they ate it below barich, and they didn't make a separate bracha on it. They didn't make a separate bracha off the sea. Is that talking about beforehand? Is that talking about afterwards? Rashi says on the second to last line, lo asu l'liftan. They didn't bring it to eat with bread. They didn't bring it as a dip. V'kai malan, and we hold, brachas, tvarim abayim la'achar su'uda, klomar, harigilin lavo la'achar su'uda, anything that's not part of the meal, desserts, tu'unim bracha ben lefneim ben lacharayim. They need a bracha. Afilu aviyim betocha su'uda, even if you can have them during the meal, but if it's not part of the meal, so you have to make a separate bracha on it. As we know, a couple weeks ago, we all made a bracha of bari priha eitz on the apple, which we had after we said amosi. We just said amosi. What are you making a bracha for? Anything that's not part of the meal, one has to make a bracha on. Just like we have in mind by karpas that this bar pri adama should patur the maror, even though maror is eaten after we say hamosi and alachilas matzah. Still, it's not part of the meal. So too here they did not make a bracha. Tekivante, so though why not? So we'll have to see. So mar omar lelachavre yasma avet rab chahachi. So one of them called their friend Yasma, meaning orphan. Orphan, meaning you're not acting like as if you heard something from your father, from your Rebbe. Rashi says, below Da'as. Did your Rebbe do this? Omar Amalala Chavra, Yasma, Avad Marabcha Hachi. Right? So each one of them said to the other one, I don't understand what you're doing. So, Mar Amar Lelachavre, Ana Kishmuel Svirali. One of them said to their friend, the one who ate the not barna lehetera, said, I hold like Shmuel, who was quoted earlier. Right, go back to the first two wide lines for a minute. Itmar, Dagim Shalom Bakara. This was the sugya of not barnat. Rav Amar Asur Lachlan Bakutach, Shmuel Amar Mutu Lachlan Bakutach. And Shmuel says, it's mutter because it's not barnat. It's two taste transfers, and after the two taste transfers, it's still mutter. And therefore, What does that mean? As we'll explain more in a second. Therefore, it's not halachically significant. So I hold like Shmuel. That's why I was able to eat it with milchiks. Umar amar lechavre ano krebi chia svirale. And the other one said, no, I hold like Rabbi Chia regarding hilchos brachas. What is that? The tani Rabbi Chia pas poteres kol minei machal v'yayin poter kol minei mashkin. No, bread pothers everything. I wasn't so part of the meal. It was still enough part of the meal for me. And therefore, bread potter. Therefore, they didn't make a separate bracha on the ta'inim and the anavim. Okay, period. Ta'inim and anavim is also in Yonah Diyoma, it's Shivas Aminim, right? When are you allowed to bring bikurim from? Only from Shivas Aminim. And you bring them from, right, Shavuos till Sukkos. Maybe you'll v'kore. From Sukkos to Chanukah, it's maybe Veno Kari, but it's the Mishnah in Mesechus Bikurim. So the Shivas Aminim have something to do with today's Inyan Adiyoma. Okay, so Amar Chizki B'Shem Dabaya. So what are we paskin about these sugyas, about Nat Bar Nat? So Hilchasa, let's do the first part of the statement. Dagim Sha'alu B'Ka'ara Motu Lachla B'Kutach. Fish that went up in a fleshik pot. Mutalachla b'kutach. One is allowed to eat them with milchik. So let's talk for a minute about the lumdis behind this. Lumdis behind this being major discussion in the Achronim. What is the reason for the heter of not barnat according to Shmuel? Right, again, not barnat lehetera means even after there are two trace transfers, it's usser. Not barnat di isura is usser. Let's say you cook something milchik in a fleshik pot. So it's two trace transfers from the meat to the pot and from the pot to the milk. So after not barnat is usur. So not barnat, that's not barnat to isura. But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about not barnat. That's most cases. You know, I took a milchik knife and I cut a hamburger with it. So that's not barnat. That's not barnat. That's no seitam, right? Because that's, they have an actual hamburger, right? That's putting taste into a milchik fork. Milchik knife. But not barnat is always two taste transfers. You cook something, fleshik in a milchik pot. You cook something, fleshik in a milchik pot. That's not barnat to isura. We're talking about not barnat to hetera, which means even after two taste transfers, it is mutter. You cook something parav in a fleshik or a milchik pot. So in that case, it is even mutter even after the two taste transfers. Why is that? Why is it? Is it because in general, a double chase, again, tam is not mamashus. We spoke about tam keker, daraisa, darabanan. But there's a machlokas at least about tam keker. Some tanoim, rashi, some rishonim even hold tam keker is darabanan. You don't have a machlokas about iker being daraisa, darabanan. Meaning, tam is already one step removed. So if you have a double taste transfer, so maybe that's too weak to be noticeable. It's too weak. You know, it's not significant enough. If it's already a double taste transfer, it went from A to B and B to C, so it's not noticeable. And therefore, if everything's still mutter now, we don't care what you do with it now. We don't care. And that's Shita Shmuel, right? You have a big power that was cooked in a fleshik pot, so we don't care. Eat it with milchiks. Is that what it is? Or do we say, no, the taste is there. Taste is there. But halachically, you don't have to worry about it. We say the taste is there, but halachically you don't have to worry about it because halachically it's weaker. Not mitzius, it's weaker, but halachically it's weaker. A big nafkamina might be, what if you do a taste test after not barnat the hetera? Do you have to worry about it? If you taste the milchiks, that's a machlokas achronim. Machlokas achronim prichadash is mako, even if in simin tzadikei, which is the simin about not barnat.
Is that like what OU has things that say power but cooked in a...
OUD, we'll get to that. Yes, that's like D, dairy equipment. That's exactly DE. DE, not OU. If I remember correctly, I do not think the OU has a DE sign because they think it's too confusing and therefore they just have D. Other kosher organizations have DE, which means dairy equipment, which we'll see what that means. What if you taste the milchiks afterwards? So there's a prechadar says it's still mutter, and the Avshar Shlomo right here in our Gemara says it's aser. So not, that's the nafkamina. Do you say it's halachically you don't have to worry about it, or mitzias wise it's so weak you don't have to worry about it? So nafkamina would be if you taste it. So that's the difference as far as why not or not is dehetera. Okay, I guess we should talk about it here. Lamaisa, let's talk about not or not. So what do we say about not or not dehetera? Maybe your machlokas rishonim is rov rishonim against rivan. Who is the Rivan? Tosas right here. Tosas in Dibra Basel Hilchasa. Tosas points out, is there any significance that the Gemara's language is Dagim She'alu B'Ka'ara? not dagim shenizbashlu bakara. Alu, it just went up on the plate. Is that significant? So Rov Rishonim say no. But the Rivan, Rashi's son-in-law, says, yes, look at Tosfos Hilchasa, fifth line, B'shem Rashi, Pirish Rivan Chasano, Dafka Alu Sharu, Avon Nizbashlu Asur, Dikichad Taima Chashiv. If it was cooked together, it's like one time. So for this whole discussion that we're talking about, they're getting off the ground. This is the sheet of the Rivan is only if alu together, but not bisbashlu. Uba maisel lafanav bebeisav shesbashlu b'kdir shalchalav. There was a case where there's eggs cooked in a milchik pot. Va'aser lasas mehem mul yisa shalbaser. And he answered. He answered. It was not barnat. It seemed like the what we call de hetera, but it was cooked. It wasn't just alu, and therefore he answered it. And if you skip a couple of lines, umitoch lashon akuntris, mashma de'ein chilek bein alu and espashlu. If you look at Rashi, and this is what Rov Rishonim hold, Rov Rishonim say there's no difference. What we're talking about, not bernata tera, it's mutter, even if it's cooked, even if you have something parav that's cooked in a fleishik or milchik pat, that leaves it considered not bernata tera, and therefore one is allowed to eat it with the opposite. So what does that mean? So let's look the what does that mean lamaisa? So let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzadik Hey Os Aleph. Here it is. I cooked noodles in a fleishik pot. Am I allowed to put cheese on them? That's the kasha. Right, if I cook something parav in a milchik pot, am I allowed to eat it at a fleishik meal? These are all the shaylos. Very, very common. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Sadek hey Aleph. Dogim shed is bashlu osha nitzlu bikderish al basar rechutza yafe. If you have something parif, fish, or something else that's cooked or roasted in a fleishik pot, a clean fleishik pot, the Shulchan Aruch notes, rechutza yafe. If it's not clean, so then it's not nap or not. Then you have mamashas in there. A clean fleishik pot. She'ein shum shuman davuk bo. There's no shuman there. Mutter la'achlan bekutach. Mutter, meaning like Rov Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Mishum dahavi no sein tam ba no sein tam dehetera. If it's no sein tam ba no sein tam laheter. V'im lo haisa rechusa yafe, and if it wasn't washed properly. Em yesh b'mamish al pi akdera yoser miyechad b'shishim b'dagim. If you have less than 1 to 60, or more, depending on how you look at it, let's say you have in the mamashis, in the kedera, the fleishik is not batel in the fish, that is considered fleishik, mamash fleishik, asur lachlan bekutach. And then you have the same thing in the next simon. Beitza, shenis bashla b'mayim b'kedera, choleves, you have an egg that's cooked in a milk, let's say you made hard-boiled eggs on Erev Yantif, in a milchik pat. Mutter lasis osa b'toch ha-tarnagoles. You can make stuffed chicken. Afilu l'chadchila, avalem nizbashla b'kedera im basar, v'afilu b'klifa, asur lachlan bekutach. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Rama v'yesh machmirim bitzliya u'bishol le'esar no sein tam bar no sein tam. Who is this? Parentheses. Rivan b'shem Rashi. We had the opposite. B'shem Rashi, Pirush Rivan. Whatever it is, it's this Rivan sheet out there that the whole discussion of the Gemara take literally alu. But if it's this bashlu, so then it's more chamor. It's more chamor, and then you cannot eat it with the opposite. V'haminag le'asar l'chadchila. This is an important lashon of the Rama. The minag is ta'asar l'chadchila u'bidi'eved mutter b'chol inyan. What does that mean? What does l'chadchila mean? What does bidi'eved mean? L'chadchila and bidi'eved. V'haminag l'chadchila, again, le'asar l'chadchila, Rashi. Shach says, what does it mean? When is l'chadchila? Well, let's say there's two possibilities. L'chadchila can mean before you cook it. L'chadchila can mean after you cook it, before you add the cheese to the noodles that you baked and cooked in a fleishik pot. So where's the l'chadchila? B'di'evet, we know. You already ate it. You didn't do an avera. But what about if you already put the cheese on? Right? So what's the line? Says the shach. V'aminag l'asar l'chadchila. L'achlo b'kutach. The minag l'chadchila is to eat it with milchiks. Ubidiyevin mutter im nasan bikutach. If you already put the cheese onto the noodles, then it's bidiyevin and it's mutter. You don't have to throw it out. Avalavashlan lechatchila bikedera shel basar. Kedela achlan bikutach. If I know I'm going to want to put cheese on it and to cook it in a fleshy pot, then you can't put it, cook it in a fleshy pot. Aser afilu hamachaber v'siyato. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch. That is, what we hold. But we didn't finish yet. What do we have so far? Machlokes b'chaber d'Ramah, machaber pasuk like Rov Rishonim, lakula, not as mutter, period. Lahatera. According to the Shulchan Aruch, well, it's not seemingly. The Shach says this lechachila. Excuse me, is even according to the Shulchan Aruch. But let's say you cook something in a fleishik pot. Are you now allowed to put cheese on it? So says the Shulchan Aruch. Yes. Says the Ramah. No. That's what it seems to be. Once you put the cheese on it, no problem. Eat it. It's up or not. Dehetera. But there is an important hosafa. Because in this case, the shayla that one usually gets is, okay, I cooked the noodles and the flesh of buck, I put cheese on it. So right now we would think, okay, that's aser. But there's one more line. Says the Ramah later on. Let me just try to find the line. If not, I will just say it outside. This is all talking about ben yomos. Everything we've talked about is ben yomo. Fleshik milk is not ben yomo. But if somebody cooked something, which is most of the time, somebody cooks noodles in a parv, I'm sorry, if somebody cooks noodles in a fleshik pot, but it's not a ben yomo fleshik pot, has been used for 24 hours for fleshiks, mutu lechadchila to put the cheese on. The Chachma Sadam says, even there there's a lechadchila not to cook it in the non-ben yomo pot lechadchila if you know you're going to put the cheese on it. Or the opposite. But once it is cooked in the non-ben yomo pot, so then lechadchila, one is allowed to put the opposite, put the cheese on. So that's the Chachmas Adam says, also lechadchila levashel, let me just start from the beginning, imhaya, this is simin klal memches, imhaya haklichet is bashel bo, eino ben yomo, mutter la'achlo b'chal v'afilu l'didon, aval also lechadchila levashel b'klichet eino ben yomo, kedei la'achlo b'chal v'afilu l'didon, denosetam lefkam aser lechadchila. Sham b'shulchan aruch v'isv heter. So that's a lechadchila, one is not supposed to cook in one, even if it's not a ben yomo pot. Once one did, so then one can put the cheese on it in that case. That is important discussions of not bar not. So your case, again, the cases of the DE, dairy equipment, so in those cases, it was made in a dairy factory, and it could be that equipment was used for hot milchiks that day. That would classify it as DE. And therefore, then there's still a chadchila, right, even according to Ashkenazic custom, not to eat it with the other item. Okay, so that is all the discussions of not bar not, no sitam bar no sitam. The cases of pariv items cooked in fleishik or milchik pots. That is all the first statement of Abaya. Next statement of Abaya. We're on the last line. Tznon shechatcho b'sakin shechatach b'basar. What if somebody has a tznon, a radish, which in halach is known as a davar charif, a sharp item that is cut with a knife that was used to cut meat, and it might not have been so clean. Rashi quotes two opinions why this is a unique case. Rashi on the next amud on top. Rashi says, either because there is shamnunis, like the fourth skinny line, there is fat that is congealed on the knife, and you don't realize it, and therefore it's going to go into a sharp item, or because of the sharpness of the item, it's going to pull out what's not even on the surface of the knife. So either it's a dent in the sharp or a dent in the knife, right? Either this stuff, extra stuff on the knife, or the sharpness of the radish is going to pull out even what's not on the surface. Either way, so a knife that cut something sharp, aser la'achla b'chutach. B'chutach, that is aser to eat with milchus, because we assume that the taste went in. And this, because that's not said here, but we'll mention it now, is this even by a non-ben yomo. Right? We know that a davar charif makes a non-ben yomo into a ben yomo. That's why cutting anything sharp should always be done with pariv knives. If somebody's cutting an onion, if somebody's cutting a radish, big machlokes, what if you have sharp items that are already cooked? Does that take away their shame davar charif? Let's say you have fried onions. that you're ready, and you want to chop them up even smaller, unless you have other items that are davar charif. But either way, we hold that davar charif awakens the non-ben yomo and makes it as if it's even ben yomo, and therefore, let's say somebody cuts a onion with a milchik knife. The shayla has come up, probably in many houses. And a milchik knife cuts an onion, and then you put the onion into the chalent. So you're not supposed to put the onion into the chalent. Why don't you put the onion into the chalent? So we need shishim. One needs shishim connected to the surface area of the knife in order to be mevatel it. Okay. So that's the second point of Abaye. If you cut it, so then you can't eat this tznon with milchik. So hanimili tznon. This is only by a davar charif, by its own. Agav chorfei bala. Because of its sharpness, it is boleya. Aval kishus. But if somebody has kishus, which is squash, garir lebei paskev achil. You just scrape the edge. There might have been meat on the knife, so you just scrape the edge. Right, it wasn't hot. So you just like anything. Let's say you had a dirty fleshic knife and you cut a piece of cheese. Right? So what do you do there? You just cut off the edge of the cheese, then throw that out, and then that's it, and then eat the rest, because we don't assume there was taste transfer throughout in this case. Kill, we'll get back to that soon, another point. Let's just do a little bit more. Kill chi delif d'shari, if somebody cuts the stalks of a turnip. We assume that is not a davar charif, it's the kilchi, the klachim. The silka, but of beets, asiri, because that's also a sharp. V'ipatach behu delifta, shapir dummy. But if you cut the lifta in between, then it's okay. That is mafzik. Okay. Aporin ha'ara. You know what? Let's just do three or four more lines, and then we'll mention it. You know what? That's a new section. Important ha'ara. So what we say, davar charif is boleya, the taste. Is one allowed to taste it and try to determine? Most of the time, when you have a question about time, you're talking about an isser. So a Jew can't taste it, just in case. So you get a non-Jew if there's one around. But here, it's just a question of, does it taste fleshik or not? Does it taste milchik or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, mutter, in Tzadik Vav Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, tznon, o silka, shechatcha besakin, shalbasar, ben yomo, o she'ena makunach, not white. Also, we'll talk about it. It's going to get to Enemen Yom even later. Also, La'achlam b'chalav ashiyitol mi'akam achetah k'deinu tilos makom shukov yetzva oshayati menu lo yebo tam basar shaz mutar b'hadacha. You'll have to taste it. V'yeish omrim du'adilena ben yomo, even if it's not ben yomo. And that's what we're machmer for. That is the that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You're allowed to taste it. The Ramah says nothing here. So one might say, oh, the Ramah agrees. But if you look in the Taz here quotes the Taurus Chattas. Taurus Chattas is the Ramah himself, Sefer Nirodeya, who says that we don't taste. Just like the Ramah says elsewhere, that we don't rely on kfeilas nowadays. So you might say, that's only non-Jews we don't rely on, but we rely on Jews in a case where it's mutter for a Jew to taste. No. Because of Taurus Chattas, the ein anu b'kiyin achshav b'tiyim mezu, we're not b'kiyin, and therefore we don't do taste tests today. You might not taste it, but it might be there. Right, similar to the discussion, right? Where I say, what do you mean I don't taste it? But my taste senses have gotten worse over the years? The answer is yes. Yes, we might not be as astute in terms of recognizing certain tastes. Just like Hilchas Nida is another example. By Hargashas, we say a woman has to have a Hargasha, a certain type of feeling, one of the three types of Hargashas, first Piskei Tshuva and Hilchas Nida, quotes, Kufpe Gimel. So we say, women don't have Hargashas today. So there are no Nida Daraisas? No, they probably have a Hargasha, but they don't realize they're not as attuned as women were years ago, just like here. We're not as attuned in terms of the tastes. Okay, so it's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah quoted in the Taz. Okay, let's continue. There's a big discussion here in Tosfos Agav Churfei about having shishit to be mevatel davar charif. So it depends. Generally, one can have shishim. It depends if it's something even strong, like we spoke about spices last week, that might even give taste in something even more than shishim. So you have to know exactly what's being discussed. Okay, fourth line. If somebody allowed to put, once we're talking about fleshiks and or milchiks and paruf, if somebody allowed to put a cod of a jug of salt next to a jug of kamcha, milchik stew, Let it put them near each other. What's the potential problem? Rashi says you're worried about some kamcha, some of the milch falling into the salt, and you can use that salt in a fleshig meal. Chash nefila. If you look at the Rambam says chash. I'm not going to save to save time. Chash sheiva. Something's going to be drawn in, and it's not clear from the Rambam. Does that mean through the jugs or through the air? Machlokas achronim. How to understand the Rambam? Nafkamina. If you cover the jug. Are you worried about going through the air or going through the kalim itself? But that is, usually we assume that a kli doesn't, you don't have any taste transfer. If you put a boiling hot fleshik pot onto a counter, a clean counter, there's no taste transfer there. We don't want to ruin our counters. You put on a trivet. But taste transfer only happens through actual mamashes of food. If you have a fleshik drip that goes onto the counter, that spot is now fleshik. But a boiling hot pot, if it's clean, so we generally were Yisrael Kadoshim Haim. So we don't put it right down on the floor. Right? We're very machmir about putting things directly down. But that is, but no taste transfer. So that's the Rambam here talking about Sheiva. But anyway, so says the Rav Dimi asked, are you allowed to put these next to each other? I'm really aser, no, it's aser. Because you're worried about transferring. Tachalamai, what about next to vinegar, not next to salt? I'm really sure that's mutter. Umayshna, what's the difference? L'chi techel ala kur de milcha. When you techel, when you measure out for me a kur of salt. That's what I'll tell you the answer. So, I guess he did. So, my time up. So, now, after he did that, what's the reason? Hi, Isa, Isura Ba'eni, Hi, Les Isura Ba'eni. Here, it is Ba'en. What does that mean? The salt is a solid item, and therefore you can see the kutach if it gets into the salt. You can see it on top, and you'll be able to take it off. But in the vinegar, it's going to get mixed in, so therefore you're not going to be able to see it, and therefore it is a more of a problem. So the issue is whether you're going to be able to see it or not, just a little mitzius difference. Mitzius difference. If you remember, we had this phrase back on Daf, he says, La'el Yud Beis, L'chitechol le'kur demilcha. When you measure me out a core of salt, so we had that back on Daf Yud Beis. What does that mean? So one might just say, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that also says something similar, that for a Rebbe-Talmud relationship, to create that context, a Talmud has to be Mishamish the Rebbe. See, he wanted his Talmud to do a Dvar Shel Shimush in order to create that Rebbe-Talmud context. Okay, but it's, remember I mentioned then, I'll mention it again now, the Margalis Hashas quotes another idea, and that is, salt is always something that you have to have a little bit of the salt, it's great. Too much salt, it ruins it. Ruins it. And says the Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich that and we find that the Yetzer Hara is compared to salt in various Midrashim. Remember this from Daf Yud Beis? And therefore, a little Yetzer Hara is good for us. We got to take it, we got to channel it, we got to use it. No Yetzer Hara is no good. Right? We have the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You know that the Anshe Knesset Gedolah got rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. Wonderful. Then he got rid of the Yetzer Hara for Arayis, and there weren't any eggs laid, so they had to give it back. They just blinded it to make it a little weaker. But we need a little Yetzer Hara, but it's got to be, I don't mean this as a pun, it's got to be peppered a little bit with a little bit to use it. But l'chi techo, when it's from the word vayachulu, when it finishes. So I'll give you the answer when the kur of milcha, when the amount of milcha is destroyed, is finished, meaning lasa lava. That's what I'm waiting for. I'll tell you the answer to this. Why did he say till then? Achshav yitzar gover ba'olam, ki lochim menu harbe, v'hine, says Klomer Shetichlas Yitzhahara Shaloichem Ha'olam Imenu Harbe Tainu Kura Demilcha Rakma Imenu. He's waiting for Mashiach. That's basically what he was. What the phrase means. Okay, fine. Ha'hu Bar Gozla Denafal Akada Dekamcha. There was a pigeon that fell into a milchik stew. Shayir of Chinenah Bered the Rava Mipashronia Amar Rai Mipashronia. So he matured it. What did he matur it? He matured it that Rashi quotes here. To take the pigeon out, and then it would be fine. It would be milchik. Amarava, and it wouldn't be a problem of oaf bechalav. Amarava, man chachim lemishre kia gavna. Who is that so smart as to matter this? Ilav Rav Chinna braid the rava mi pashronia. Right, he is amazing. He allowed this, as we know, koach te teiradifa, and he was able to allow it. He must have really known the halacha. Why? What was his svara? Kasavar he held ki amar Shmuel malia chalehu kuroseach. This fell into this. The substance of kutach. So when did Shmuel say that maliach, something salted, is as if it's boiled? The halacha of malicha has the status of resicha. That's only something that is so salty that it's unedible. That's considered molcho. Aval, hai, kutcha, harinecha, machlas molcho. But this milchik stew, it has some salt in it, but he can eat it. That's not considered salted. Salted, being considered boiled, is when you have so much salt there that you won't be able to eat it. Vihani mili chai, and that's only applies to something that is raw. Avot tzli, that really has an effect. Avot tzli by klifa, but if it's roasted, then just peel off the outer layer, and it's not a problem. The ispe pili, but if it has cracks in it, so then kule usser, it's all usser. Big discussion in the Rishonim here. If you want to look up a summary, the Shach in Tzadik Aleph, Chaf Aleph, quotes all four sheetahs in the Rishonim. How does each line here build on the previous line? If it has cracks, it's usser, even if it's chai. If it's sli, it needs klifa, but what if it has cracks and it's sli? Like, how do you put all these lines together? It's a big discussion in the Rishonim here. How do they work off of each other? Just look at Rashi. We'll just be pushing the Yin and Rashi. V'yispe pili b'kaim v'hu tzli, and it's roasted. So then, lo sagile b'klifa, l'fisha bolea, derech nekavim v'kulo aser. If it has cracks and it's sli, then klifa is not good enough. So what if it's chai? Then even without the cracks? So it's a big question. How does all these sheetahs work? But that can look in the, again, in the Shach in Sadik Aleph, Chav Aleph. And if it had spices and it was cooked with spices, so that already softens the item that was put in, and therefore it would be usser anyway. So that's in terms of something falling into a salty item. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. Next. Kikar. Shechatech alei basar asa lachlo. If somebody cuts a piece of meat on a piece of bread, kikar shechatech alei basar. You can't eat it. Why? Because we assume as you pressed on the meat, so you pushed down a little bit as you cut it, therefore some of the dam that was in the meat went into the bread, and therefore the bread is aser. Where Rashi says, because of the blood that went in. Vahani mili de ismik, that's only if it reddens. Ava vahani mili de avre, and that's only... what does Avre mean here? Rashi says Shenikiv Hadam Es Akikar Klomer Avar Mitzida Letzida Shner Mishay Sadev. It went all the way through. Bray means outside. The red goes from one side to the other. V'hani Mili Da Asmache, and that's only where it was thick. Ava Klishta Les Lanba. But if it was Klishta, if it was thin and clear, then one does not have to worry about the cutting. By the way, it was roasted. Rashi points out. It was a roasted piece of meat, so some of the blood went out in the roasting. The question is whether more came out. Shmuel Shadi Levakal. Be Shmuel used to throw this piece of meat to his dog. Rav Huna Yavle Lashame. Rav Huna gave it to his servant. So Manashach. Why did he give it to a servant? Ishar the Kuliyama Shar. Yasal Kuliyama Asar. So he said, Mutar Asar. Are you going to be Lifnei Iver? Are you going to give it to your servant? And it was a Jewish servant. It's a Jewish servant. So you're not allowed to do that to another Jew. So Shani Rav Huna Da Anine Daite. No, Rav Huna, it was Mutar. He was an istanis. He couldn't deal with even if it was a little bit of blood, even if it looked a chash, he couldn't deal with it, and therefore he just gave it up. Rava achile v'karile chamar basar. Rava Yisidin used to call it the wine of basar. Right? I guess they wanted to make sandwiches. So they took roasted meat, they put it on bread, they cut it, and they were gonna eat it there. So they used to call it there. It's a delicacy, chamar basar. Period. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Shmuel. But again, why are we talking about this here? Because we're talking about, as we talked about the whole first part of today's shiur, something pariv next to something fleishik or something milchik. That's this whole discussion. This is not napar not. This is one nosi time because it went directly in. But that is the discussion here. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Shmuel. Ein minichin kli takas basa racha yichla kol mara admi mishabo. Somebody is not allowed to put a kli. We had yesterday the beidugi. Remember the thing, the kli that catches underneath a spit, underneath when you're roasting something, so you're not allowed to put it under, you want to catch the liquid coming out of the meat, you can't put it under there right at the beginning because you kind of catch blood in there. So until it's not red anymore that's coming out, it's only clear juices, so then up until that point you're not allowed to put it there. Mina yadidon, how do you know when you're allowed to put it there? Mar zutra, mishmei derapaba amar, mishita'ale timraso, when smoke goes straight up, from what? 2 days in Rashi. Either it goes straight up from the basar or it goes straight up from the coals. Either because it's not getting dripped on from the blood anymore. Either way, that's the sign that you know that now if you want to catch what's under, you're allowed to put it under there. Maskavla Ravashi, Vidilma Tata'a Mata, Ilalo Mata. Why is that a good sign? Maybe the lower layer got Mata, already reached its the stage but the upper layer did not. Only maybe the bottom layer of the coals, were burned through, but not the upper layer. That's still getting dam on it. Say Elam Rav Ashi, Lesley Takanta. There's no way. Ela Mishta Be Tarti Glali Milcha. You just got to throw pieces of salt on it. Put pieces of salt on it, and the blood will be absorbed in this, and then there won't be any issues of blood. Umeshafye, and then Rashi says, like shofe yailacha there, from pouring off, you pour off from the top, and then it won't be any, once you put the salt in and pour off the top, there won't be any worry about any more blood. Period. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei D'Rav Ika, Rav Ashi, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? Which Shmuel are we talking about? That after the red is finished. After the red is finished, it's mutter, right? You have Mara, Ola Timraso. Shmuel says, if you cut a piece of meat, so that it's usher to eat it, right? Even if it's, Shmuel says, right after it's called Marad Mimisha, but it's mutter, but here you see that it might go into the meat. He's worried about it. Shiny Hassan, Dag of Duchid the Sakina Palat. No, he's worried because Duchid the Sakina, as we spoke about earlier, with sharp food and a knife, that team creates even non Ben Yomo becoming Ben Yomo here too. Again, this doesn't come up Solomaisa. Who's cutting a recently cooked item, meat, which still has blood in it? Any meat that we're buying from the store already got all the blood out. When we put it onto the barbecue, it's not like we're still worried about the dam coming out. Any red that we might see on it, it doesn't have the status of dam, because we already did, if there's a heksher on it, so they took care of the tzliya. But again, this is the case that Shmuel talks about. So shani awesome, there's different, dag of duchka disakina palat. It's different because duchka disakina. Period. Okay, last section for today. Amar of Nachmin, dagim ba'ofa shamalchan zemzeh. What if one has fish and chicken that one salted together? Asurin. Usser. What's usser? Rashi says the fish are usser, because we assume the blood of the ophos went into the dogim, and therefore it is usser, because the dam she yosei min abasser v'nivla, right? The fish of fish, you don't have to worry about. That's not the usser. Only dam of. So we assume the fish are usser, because the dam went out of the oaf and went into the dogim. Rashi says, who had in basser? Say, echidami, what type, what's the case that we're talking about here? Ibechli she'en menukav, if we're talking about a kli that does not have any holes in it, there's no drip area, afilu ofos fa'ofos nami asiri, even if it's just birds. Why? Because we're worried that the blood went out from the birds and went back into the birds. Right, we learned earlier, dam shepiresh, right, when the blood goes out, then it has the status of dam. So, even if birds should be also, ibachli imenukav, and if it went out, afilu dagim ofos namishari, it should be mutter, because the blood drips out, doesn't go to the dagim. So the Gemara answer is, lalam achli menukav, we're talking about where the blood does go out. It's a kli menukav. Vidagim, but, what's the problem? Vidagim, mishum derafi karmaihu, kadmi upalti, fish, because they have soft skin, kadmi upalti, they spit out their insides, whatever is being discussed first, va'ofos kemiti, and birds are harder, more rigid, and basar denaichi dogim pliti ofos, after the fish already finish what they're doing, finish spitting out, that's when the ofos spit out, so the fish is still going to absorb some of the dam, even by a kli menukav, and that's why it is asur here. Meaning, what's the svara? The svara seems to be that once something, the Gemara says elsewhere, Rashi quotes it here, at the fifth or sixth wide line, as idi detarid upalit lo hadar bolea, as a kli, as an item, is being polate, spitting out certain tam, it can't at the same time absorb. Has to do one or the other. And that's why this is here, because one finishes before the other one, that's why it's going to be a problem. This big Tosfos here gives a number of answers. I'll just read you the question, and you can feel free to look at the answers, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit more about tomorrow, about eating fish and chicken bechlal together. Forget the dam issue, right? That's the Gemara says, that's usher. Fourth medium line in Tosfos. Ula pirusho tema. Usually when you salt things, you put a bunch of pieces of meat all together. So how are you allowed to do that? You put the second one and the first one. How can you do that? Why? Because the bottom one, doesn't the first one that you put in there finish spitting out its blood before the other ones, and therefore Mamela, the bottom one, is going to absorb some of the other blood before it finishes Malicha. So that's what he says is a problem. So Tosas answers three or four different answers here. Tosas discusses, does it all flow down? Therefore you don't have to worry about it. Is it not totally finished being polik? Maybe it's finished being polik dam and not other kind of brine. But that is the discussion here in the Tosas. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Rav Mari. Again, tomorrow we'll try to there's no shear tomorrow. Okay, maybe the next day, but feel free to look at it yourself on just fish and chicken itself. But Hashem, we'll be back Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have shear from here. Okay, everybody should have a good moed. But tomorrow's daf is a very important daf about milchus and fleishiks. Feel free to put time into it.